Friday's the day we talk movies here on The Takeaway to get you ready for the long weekend and for Memorial Day. With me now in the studio, Kristen Meinzer, cultural producer for us here at The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, her trusty co-host. He's out this week, so it's just you, Kristen.
Yes.
Welcome. And that means you're alone for trivia. I've got
a
specially
selected
trivia just for you. This one's not, you're not designed to fail on this one. You might get it. Okay. The first movie we're going to talk about in just a minute is a reboot of Poltergeist. And Poltergeist was originally produced in 1982. Of course, it's a famous movie. So here's your question. Don't answer now. We'll come back to it at the end. Poltergeist, 1982. What actress failed in her Poltergeist audition only to go on to another Steven Spielberg hit that very same year? Don't answer yet. Keep that in your mind. So, Poltergeist reboot this week. This is starring Sam Rockwell and Rosemary DeWitt. Let's listen to a clip.
We didn't know where else to go.
You did the right thing coming here. Maddie was the first one to notice things.
When was the last time you had contact with her?
Before she was taken?
A reboot. What do we think?
So we all know the story of Poltergeist.
Sure.
A nice suburban family in a suburban home, but it turns out the house is not so nice after all. The haunting turns into something very sinister when their youngest child is taken away. They have to get that child back. This one is updated with not just televisions with a child saying they're here, but we also have iPods, iPads, drones.
Oh, good.
We have modern technology, so it's very updated. The rapport with the cast, all the cast members are just great. And I have to say, very scary. I screamed my head off, and I really enjoyed this.
You really liked this one.
I really liked it, yeah.
This is not the kind of a reboot film that I thought would get the Kristen Meinzer seal of approval, but it's got it.
It did. I was surprised as well, but I really enjoyed Poltergeist.
All right, next, George Clooney, Britt Robertson, Hugh Laurie, who I love, Tim McGraw, all starring in Tomorrowland. Let's listen to a clip.
I am very upset with you.
I get it. You're angry. I understand, but have you ever seen this before? Does it look weird?
Don't touch it!
Why are you yelling at me?
Not while you're driving, Dad. It's dangerous. Just pull over.
Okay. I swear to God, Case, if you're on drugs...
I'm not on drugs. All will be explained as soon as you touch this pin.
Hugh Laurie has been in some Veep episodes lately. I just love him. With George Clooney, it's going to make plenty of money.
Yeah,
but
there are a lot of stars here. It's got the Disney branding. It's directed by Brad Bird, who everyone loves from The Incredibles. But it's kind of a convoluted mess. I don't know if you can even tell from that clip there what it's about, but it's sort of convoluted. We have Tomorrowland, which is this place where great imagination happens to fix the world. And in the 1960s, George Clooney as a little boy is invited there as a new recruit to help it. Then we fast forward to the present where we hear Britt Robertson being recruited to go there. It's all over the place. We don't know what really Tomorrowland is. We don't really know how to get there. It's just a mess. So I can't really recommend this. I like the sense and optimism in Disney magic, but it is quite muddled and it even looks pretty messy. The CGI is not very good.
Kristen Meinzer says stay away from Tomorrowland this weekend. Do go and get scared with Poltergeist, however, which brings us back to trivia. Now, we went back to 1982, and I asked you which actress failed in her Poltergeist audition but went on to star in another Steven Spielberg hit that very same year, Kristen.
Oh, my gosh. I have absolutely no idea
is. That's Drew Barrymore, who auditioned for the part of Carol Ann Freeling and went on to star in E.T. and launched a career.
You stumped
Kristen Meinzer, I got you. Have a great Memorial Day.
Thanks. You too, Todd.